Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
It's the final week before the marathon, and one of the things we were really looking forward to doing during this 18-week block of training was not a certain amount of running or exercising. It wasn't even getting a medal at the finish line, but it was paying a visit to Barristown to give you a sample of the magic that goes on, and you will experience that in a sec. But this week was gym workout on Tuesday, stretching on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, I went to see my weekly problem solver, Cathal Egan, from Physio Central in Tullamore, just across from the hospital, because even though it's a minor miracle we made it this far to week 17, it's still not without its worries. One of my biggest concerns over the last week, Cathal, was the knees. Even in the gym the other day, I just felt them a little bit. Felt them after the 21k on Sunday. Is it anything to worry about at this stage?
I'd say, Peter, at this stage, between the short-ish training time you had, kind of four months roughly, I think you were kind of start to finish, wasn't it? Probably 6 months is probably more where it should be at. But and between the injury then, you were probably out for about 6 weeks. So you had a pretty steep build up after the injury regarding going from pretty much zero there during the injury to, 20 odd K at the weekend. So probably a bit of patellar tendonitis on both sides on that side with the knees. But again, you're having that down period now between now and Sunday week. So that's likely to settle down. We're going to get you to keep working on your quad stretching, icing off your runs. We got a bit of work done on them today. Probably going to give you a little bit of jip during the race. You'll just have to kind of work through that a little bit. We kind of mentioned maybe keep a couple of painkillers in the pocket along the way. Crowd, adrenaline, everything else will likely get you through that. But and deal with it after, I'd say, would be the advice. But with that kind of steep increase in training load, it's probably just after starting to kick that off, but manage now at this stage. Calves, you mentioned feeling okay. You forgot about the calves once the knees started.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, for the 21K, completely forgot about the calf injury because I'm normally paranoid about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just kind of concentrating on the knees. So I presume that's a good sign that I forgot about the calves.
Listen, there's probably going to be always something to have your mind on regarding injuries. But as I said, with the race kicking in, there'll be a lot more distractions. And as long as during the shorter runs over the next week that they're not kicking up, which I wouldn't expect them to with the shorter ones. As long as they're not getting worse as you're running over the next week, not giving you much trouble kind of during the day. I know you said kind of climbing stairs, that kind of thing is giving you a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of textbook, tendonitis at the knees. So, keep icing them, stretching quads, and you're going to have more rest over the week. So hopefully that'll settle things down. It should be fine.
What I've started to do as well, I've started to wear knee support on the right knee that I feel more of a tweak on. Yep. But with that patellar tendonitis, does the knee support help, or is it more impacted by hitting the ground?
It'll be definitely impacted by hitting the ground. It's just that kind of overuse injury. But I'd say at this stage, coming up to the race, supports, things like that, test a few of them out. Anything that's going to get you through the race, helping, I wouldn't be opposed to at all. So maybe for some of the shorter runs might be a good time to test out support. Maybe, I'll talk to you maybe about a small little bit of a taping you can do. I'll actually send that on to you today. You can do a little strap just below the knee, which I'll show you. I think the down period, that tapering period, will probably help a good bit with it.
Thanks so much, Cathal.
Best of luck, Peter.
I'll run the marathon to the very last mile.
So on Thursday, I did a 10-kilometre run, which all went well, thankfully. And on Friday, the only exercise we had planned was dancing the night away with 130 kids and the volunteers and staff of Barristown Children's Charity, who we got to chat to. Yeah, we really, really wanted to come here because it's absolutely incredible, and we wanted to tell all our listeners all about Barristown and how much magic there is Barristown as well, because I don't think people realise how magical it is. And I'm delighted to be joined here by some of the volunteers, by some of the campers as well. What's your name?
Sarah.
What are we up to today in Barristown?
We did low ropes and horse riding.
And have you made any new friends?
Lily and Sophia.
Sophia, nice to meet you.
Hi. Well, we done archery, we done low rope, arts and crafts,
And we've done studio.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Olivia, nice to meet you, Olivia. What's the best thing about Barrison?
Just meeting new people, like new friends.
Isabel.
Isabel, nice to meet you. What's the best activity?
Probably the canoeing.
So what are you looking forward to doing?
I hope that we do fishing.
Oh, wow. Very good. When are you doing that?
Don't know.
Whenever. Nice and chilled out here, isn't it? Thanks very much. And yourself?
My name's Liam.
Nice to meet you, Liam. And what football camp top is that?
It's the FAI one. I don't know. I just did a random camp and I got this jumper.
Fair enough. And do you play football?
Yeah.
Who do you support?
Brentford.
Brentford?
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
And how come you support Brentford?
Because my uncle lives in London and I just said that I'd pick that.
That
he doesn't
is
really support teams, so.
I love when somebody picks a different team to support. That is fantastic.
In my class, there's an Everton fan, two Leeds fans, Southampton fan, and all, so. Wow. It's a bit different.
Can I guess your favourite player?
Ivan Toney.
Yeah, I was going to say Ivan Toney. You know that. So, you having a good time, Barrison?
Yeah.
And tell me, what are the Caras like? Are they nice?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Charlie.
Let's chat to a few of our cars. Harriet, how are you?
Hi.
Where are you from, Harriet?
I'm from York in England.
Oh, I love your accent.
Thank you. No, everyone says that.
And what brings you over here?
So I was like really lucky to see camp through loads of different eyes. I was a camper 15 years ago. So now I come back and volunteer. Yeah.
What made you want to come back?
I would say when I was a camper, it really like shaped who I was. And I would hope that coming back to volunteer, we can make the children whose confidence has been totally knocked to the floor, build that back up for them.
That's brilliant. And the magic of Barrisound does that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's like my favourite place ever in the world. I would come every year. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Harriet. And Alana, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from, Alana?
I'm from Nace, so.
Nace? Oh, you're not too far away. Yeah. You're running up there. You could walk home there.
Yeah, down the road, basically.
So what brings you to Barrison?
I did my first camp here, a family camp, a few months ago, and just loved it, and immediately signed myself back up for another one, so, yeah.
How do you explain the magic of Barrisound to somebody who's never been here?
It's so hard, because I feel like everyone calls it magic, because there's just nothing else to describe it. Like, you will dance, you'll get your face painted, you get to know all these amazing kids, like, you just have the most fun time ever.
Brilliant. Martin, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself.
Do you play GA for New York?
No, God, no. I play for an even better place, Cork.
Cork? I'm a Westmead man myself.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, that's, I accept that. Thank you very much. Martin, what brings you to Barrisound?
I actually have a good friend, Jill. She's actually works here. She works full-time in Barrisound. So she's been on to me for a few years to come up. And I eventually caved in last summer and I've been here 5 or 6 times since. So it's been brilliant.
What's your favourite part about Barrisound?
I just think it's just great to meet different kinds of people. So I met great people, staff and campers. Made loads of friends. And I just love the energy around the place. It's probably the most positive place I've ever been, you know.
Absolutely. It is hard to explain, as we were saying. It's hard to explain the magic that goes on here.
You actually can't explain it to someone until they come here. I try and explain it to my friends and my family, and they don't. It doesn't make sense, like, you know.
Thanks so much, Martin. Sean, how are you?
Everything's.
What brings you to Barrisound?
I'm an activity leader on staff here.
There must be a lot of fun to be had being a volunteer here as well. Like, what's the crack?
Well, I started volunteering here in 2020 and did it for a number of years before I actually joined staff. And it was just the welcoming the warmth that I'd feel coming down as a volunteer that actually made me want to be a staff member.
What's the best thing about Barrisound?
It's just the people you meet. Every you get people from all walks of life here, but when you're here, it's a bubble. There is nothing, there's no negativity. Everything is about fun and having as much crack as possible. And it's just like you never leave this place without a smile on your face.
Thanks so much, Sean. Niamh, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you keeping?
I think I met you before.
I might have met you before. Yeah.
I think I met you when I was here last year.
I was here last year.
Yeah, I think I met you before last year. Yeah.
I can't stop coming back.
Well, you've clearly come back, all right. And what keeps bringing you back here?
I know a lot of people have said the people. I would say the same. I think it's one of the most uplifting places you can come, in that no matter what mood you're in, you'll come down and you know you're going to meet people at the start of the weekend who aren't sure whether they should be here or what to expect. And they leave completely different people. I think watching the transformation, I think the parents especially, like the kids grow in so much confidence. But I was fortunate, I worked here last year and I was fortunate enough to work with a lot of the parents. And I think the impact on them is something that's overlooked. Like, they get so much out of the weekend and I love watching them leave with like just like a weight lifted off their shoulders. Like, they just forget about everything when they come here. And as somebody who comes down just to volunteer, I forget about everything as well. No matter what it is, people just come and leave it behind. It's a real bubble, as people say.
Thanks so much, Niamh. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm
good. I'm Alice.
Alice, nice to meet you, Alice. Where are you from?
I'm from Bray.
From Bray? Oh, you're not too far away, just down the coast.
Yeah.
Lovely. And tell me a little bit about what you're doing here at Barrettstown.
Well, in Barrettstown, you basically press play on your child. You get to become the best part of you, comes out of you and really shines. And it's just amazing. I came here in 2012 and I've never turned back.
That is the most articulate answer I think I've ever got. That is, yeah. Wow.
It really has definitely opened up my confidence, and I've never been unhappy here. So I think it's just really amazing.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. Nice to meet you, Alice.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you too.
Oh, thank you so much. And yourself?
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, that's a lovely name. Where are you from, Liliana?
Bray.
Oh, you're Bray as well. Are you sisters?
Yes.
Or? Oh, wow, very good. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing here.
Well, it's just a really fun place because I get to meet new friends, and it's really fun because you have all these activities that you do and you just forget about everything.
Have you made any new friends?
Really, everyone's a friend.
And everybody is so friendly.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, you know, but everybody are just friends here.
Yeah.
And I think me and Lily has definitely become closer as well by coming down here.
Yeah.
You'll have memories that'll last a lifetime here. Guys, thanks so much. Thank Great you. To hear from you. What's your name?
Helen.
And where are you from, Helen?
I'm from Tipperary.
Tipperary. Wow. What part of Tipperary?
Just outside Turles, Holy Cross.
Oh, that's a lovely spot. I've been there a few times. It's really, really nice there. How are you enjoying Barrettstown?
It's really fun, and you get to do loads of different things that you wouldn't really get to do, like, at your house. So, and it's nice because you get to stay in really cool cottages and meet lots of friends. And the food here is excellent.
It is really nice, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's been your favourite thing so far?
I really like horse riding, and it was my first time today going canoeing.
Canoeing? And were you in the canoe by yourself?
No, I had one of our cars, Niamh.
Niamh. Oh, you made Niamh do all the hard work, did you?
Yeah, Fair play to you.
Fair play to you. Thanks so much, Helen. Nice to meet you. Lenny, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Not a bother at all. Who convinced you to come to Barrettstown?
Friends of friends, really.
Really?
Yeah, just I met a few people who worked here and they convinced me to come. I asked them kind of what's it like, and they're like, we can't describe it, but when you come here, you'll get it, and you get it.
The amount of people who are telling me that, like, you just can't describe, you can't put it into words. But what would you say to somebody who's thinking, I wouldn't mind volunteering?
Number one, it's great crack, but you're giving kids who've had their kind of childhood paused or at worst almost stolen by illness a chance to entirely forget about that, make friends who have who are in a similar situation as them, and kind of press play on their childhood again for at least a weekend. So I think hopefully that would be enough to sway them.
Thanks so much, Lenny. Nice to meet you.
Same to you.
And Anne-Marie, you are one of the medics on site here.
Yeah, so I'm one of the full-time staff nurses that works in the med shed here, so I am. So we work, there's about, at the moment we're looking at about five of us that work here full time, maybe six. And we have our head manager, which is Siobhan, and then we have a doctor who's our medical coordinator, Rachel, and then we have three staff nurses that are going to be on site now as well.
What does your typical day look like here?
It varies. So we're here because we run camps all year round. We have, like, in our spring and autumn season, so outside of the summer, we have family camps every week, every weekend. So during the week when I'm in the office, I'm kind of prepping for those camps and everything like that, and taking new referrals in and approving new kids to come to camp. And then if we need to, we do follow-up calls with families. And then when we're here for family camps, we're kind of just the medical backup in the background. The parents still take care of their kids, but we support. Mm. So the med shed is always here to support. And then in the summer, we basically come in, we have a lot more hands-on with the kids when they're here for summer, because the cars and the staff and everything take on, like, the parent role, and we take on a lot more of a medical role, kind of. We have a lot more hands-on with them because we manage their medications, and we just ensure that everyone can come to camp and everyone gets through camp and everything safely as well.
From a parent's point of view, it's great peace of mind to know that there's trained professional medics on site.
The full-time team in the med shed are always here, but then when we come to the kids only camp, like this weekend in spring, the brothers and sisters, and then the whole way through the summer, we have our volunteers. So they're volunteers that come from nurses, doctors in the hospitals. We have nursing students, med students. We take other allied health as well to come in with us, and they help us and they provide a safe camp for the kids while they're here. So basically without the other volunteers, we actually can't run camp at all. So it's grand that we get the volunteers for camp and everything, but without the medical volunteers, we can't really take, not even just the sick kids, but we can't take the siblings either. So we definitely need the medical volunteers. And the parents can send their kids here knowing that we vet them. They're all fully like qualified, they're all fully registered. They're like, they have the top of their best registration there yet. Clinical experience, really.
We hear in the background the kitchen staff here as well, who are all volunteers also. It just goes to show you the range of volunteers you need to run Barrison.
It's unreal. Like, we have people may think Bardstown is just the kids coming to camp and like it's just while they're here, but we have like such a massive range of staff here and even volunteers as well. Like, so we have like our on camp caras and volunteers, we have our support team here that work and they run camp and they make sure it's safe, then we have us in the med shed and our volunteers, and then like in the background doing like, we have our own marketing department, we have our fundraising, we have a full scale facilities team as well that keep the grounds up to date, and they are constantly flat out during the week keeping it the state, the grounds and everything like actually looking well and making sure anything that's broken is fixed and just making sure everything is safe here as well. So it's not just us that are here when the families come, it's the whole massive background team that make everything run here smoothly.
You have to keep constantly ticking over.
Has to be constantly ticking over because that grass grows quite fast.
Then it was time to dance.
Check out your dancing skills, okay? Yeah.
We love Barrystown!
We love Barrystown! Are you ready for this?
Yes!
Go!
So we partied the night away, there was singing, dancing, we dressed up in costumes. I looked like I raided Elton John's wardrobe, and Christopher was in a Mr. Potato Head costume, and we were nicknamed DJ Stripey Pants and DJ Spudhead.
Okay, everybody make some noise!
You heard from Alice a few minutes ago, and during the disco, she approached myself and Christopher with a loom band each. So a loom band is a little bracelet that she made for us, and she told us the colours were green and yellow, green for Bardstown and yellow for positivity. And we promised her that when we run the marathon on Sunday, we'll wear the bracelets to remind us not only of the amazing charity, but the wonderful children that pass through Bardstown and the strength and determination they show every day to overcome their obstacles.
Bardstown, thank you so much for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure to come from Midlands 103 here today to put on a disco for you guys. Enjoy the rest of your stay, and Bardstown, we absolutely love you. You are absolutely magic. Thanks so much.
Our last long run took place on Sunday, 12 kilometres, and now it's time to cool down over the next 7 days. So, speaking of cooling down,
we decided to hop in to the water for the crack and cool the old legs down.
Oh, God! It's fairly choppy. Kathleen has done a number on the water there, but we popped in either way, didn't we?
It was actually quite nice. Compared to the first time we went, it was quite warm, so...
You're right, yeah.
In that respect, it wasn't too bad.
On Friday, we went to Bardstown. We had an absolutely brilliant time. I really enjoyed it. How did you find it, Christy?
Oh, it was mind-blowing, to be honest. Like, I didn't know what to expect when I went over. And from the minute we went in, like, we just met the nicest of people. And then just the energy that we got off the kids, like, especially in the dining hall, it was like you were plugged into a socket. It was just, it was mad, like, and you don't see the illness, you just see the child, like, and just every child it's like they're sent in just and go, be free, have fun, do what you want. Like, kids were just being kids, just... All the kids were just so good and just there for a really good time, you know.
They got to be themselves, I think, is the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible, though, I have to say. And it's I know it's not open to the public, but it's somewhere you have to see to believe how good it actually is, like.
You're right. In one respect, you're very lucky if you get to see the place, but in another respect, you're very lucky if you don't get to see the place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, the day we were there, Friday was a brother and sister's camp. So I'm sure it's like, I suppose, respite for the parents as well as the kids, you know. And I'm sure it's a welcome thing, like, but they're so blessed to have somewhere that has people as good as what Bardstown have. Like, they're just blessed, you know. They're like, as the saying goes, like, you should never meet your heroes. Well, we met 130 odd of them the other day, like, you know.
Oh, that's lovely, actually. Yeah, they were all just absolutely wonderful,
wonderful characters, and at such a young age, like, you know.
Yeah,
Absolutely brilliant. So we'll chuck on. We'll try and raise as much as possible for Barristown. And it ends next week. This day next week, we'll be done and dusted. Martin will be finished.
Yeah. Mm. Medals in hands and t-shirts and two very, very, very sore legs.
Each. The next time we'll be on Get Active with Midlands 103, we'll be bringing everybody along on this marathon next week.
Love it.
Let's do it. Cheers, Christy.
Cheers, Pete.
A big thanks to everybody who has donated to our iDonate page. And don't forget, you can still donate by logging on to midlands103.com. Click on the Get Active sign. That'll take you straight to our iDonate page where you can donate whatever you can. The good people of Barristown, the boys and girls, really, really appreciate it. And in 2 days' time, we'll find out who wins that signed Manchester United jersey as well. So on Sunday, don't forget to stay tuned to our social media channels. We'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on, where we'll finally get to know, can you run a marathon with just 18 weeks training?
Get active with Midlands 103, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HearMed.ie.